been comfortable with the idea of an awards ceremony, and the Oscars is no exception. The idea that you can pick a film that's released within a particular time frame and that is the best film, I've always found that to be just a little bit arbitrary and a little bit subjective. So what I've decided to do is, in the spirit of an awards ceremony, is I'm going to do my own subjective, my own arbitrary awards. So what I've done is I've gone through the history of the Oscars and I've picked a selection of films in no particular order that were nominated for the best film but never got it. And often I think it's unjustifiably so. Or with my good friend Captain Hindsight, the wrong choice was perhaps made. So the first film that will be on my list is the 1939 classic The Wizard of Oz. Yes, it was nominated for Best Picture, but the award went to Gone with the Wind. So, The Wizard of Oz is a fantastic film. The narrative is fun. I'm not even going to say for those who haven't watched it, because I honestly can't think that there's many people who haven't seen this film. It's a film that's on every Christmas. It's, you know, it's got witches, it's got dancing munchkins, it's got, you know, a talking scarecrow and a talking lion. It's got songs, it's colourful, and to excuse a pun, the film is full of technical wizardry for its day. It was in the days when Technicolor had just been invented, so they kind of used the technology to kind of highlight the magic of Oz by having the kind of drabness of her home life being represented in black and white, and the colour, bright, vibrant, kind of almost hyper-realistic colours of Oz. And, you know, there's been countless academic readings of this film. And to be honest, it's a basic film. It's a basic journey. It's a journey about someone going from A to B, meeting some friends along the way, and then learning something at the end. It's classic hero's journey kind of storytelling, overcoming the odds, overcoming a great adversity, and then, you know, victory at the end. I've read lots of readings of this film that kind of link it to it being, you know, an allegory for puberty or, you know, all these kind of things. But at the end of the day, it's just a great film. And one, I mean, if it had gone any other year, would it have lost out? I don't know. You know, Gone with the Wind again's quite a classic. I mean, in hindsight, I think that Wizard of Oz is a more important film in terms of its technical wizardry, in terms of what it did for the genre of film, than, say, Gone with the Wind.